Chapter 4. What then shall we say about the one who, according to the Bashar, is Avraham Avinu? What did he find to be the case? Where if Avraham Avinu was accounted to be Yitzhakim Hashem and acquitted before Hashem on the basis of Maasim Tovim, he has something to boast about. But not before Hashem, for what does the Torah say? Avraham Avinu had imunah in Hashem, vayakshveha lo tzalecha. Now, to him who works, the loin is not credited to one's account as a favor or gift of chesed, but as a hoiv. To the man who does not work, but has imunah and bitahon in the one who takes the impious person lacking chassidus and accounts him to be yitzdak im Hashem, such a man who does not work, but has imunah, such imunah is credited to him for tzedakah. As also David HaMelech speaks of the Me'ushav, the person whom Hashem reckons to be Yitzdak Im Hashem without dependence on supposed Zikas earning Malsim. Ashrei are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered over. Ashrei Adam Lo Yakshov Hashem Lo Avon. Blessed, happy is the one whose sin Hashem will by no means count. This Me'ushav then, does it come on those of the Bris Milah? Or also on those without the Bris Milah. For we say Imunah was counted or reckoned to Avraham Avinu for Tzedakah. When then was it reckoned? When Avraham Avinu had the Bris Milah and was in the state of circumcision, or when Avraham Avinu did not have the Bris Milah and was in the state of uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the oath of the Milah as a chotam of the Tzikat HaEmunah, which he had in his uncircumcision, in order that he might be father of all who believe, through uncircumcision, that to be Yitzdak Im Hashem might be reckoned or counted to them as well, and in order that he might be Av to the Nimalim, to those who are not only HaNimalim, but also who follow in the footsteps of the Emunah of Avraham Avinu, which he had in his uncircumcision. For the Havtaha to Avraham Avinu and his Zerah, that he should be Yoresh HaOlam, did not come through the context of law, but through the Tzikat HaEmunah. For if salvation by works legalists are Yorishim, Emunah is rendered invalid and the Haftaha is annulled. For the Torah brings about the Haron Af Hashem. And where there is no Torah, there is no Avero. For this reason, the Haftaha is of Emunah in order that it might be in accordance with unmerited Hin V'Hesed Hashem, that the Haftaha might be certain to all the Zerah, not to him who is of the Torah only, but also to B'nai Emunat Avraham. Avraham Avinu is the father of us all, as it is written, Av Hamon Goyim Netatiha. This was in the sight of Hashem in whom he believed, God who gives Hayim to the Masim and calls things which have no existence into existence. Against Tikva, in Tikva he believed in order that he might become Av Hamon Goyim, in accordance with what had been said, so shall your Zerah be. Without weakening in Emunah, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, for both he was about 100 years old, and also the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not in disbelief doubt the Haftaha of Hashem, but was strengthened in Emunah, giving kavod to Hashem, being fully convinced that what Hashem had promised, he was also able to do. Therefore, Vayakshveha lo tzedakah. Nor was it written down for his sake alone that it was reckoned to him, but also for us, to whom it is to be reckoned, who believe in him who raised Yeshua Adonenu from the Masim, who was handed over for Peshaenu and made to stand up in his Tehiyas HaMoshiach, that we be Yitzdak Im Hashem.